Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Mike Lawler, Vice President of Business Development and Sales at USA Technologies. USA Technology provides contactless payment technology to vending machines and other unattended devices. One of the more interesting deployments USA Technologies has had recently has been with Starbucks. Today we're going to talk to Mike about some of the company's implementations and find out where they see contactless payments going. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Mike, if we can begin by talking about Starbucks. You know, you saw the news release you guys sent out. Tell me about that project and how it all came about.
Sure. I mean, Starbucks has been working on their new e-cup brewer for several years now. And what it is a self-serve bean-to-cup brewer that allows consumers to get a cup of Starbucks coffee just like they would in a traditional Starbucks store through this new e-cup brewer at their fingertips. And they're putting them out in various workplace locations, in the hospitality sector, in hotels, in hospitals, and everywhere they can potentially, you know, put a cup of Starbucks at your fingertips. Now, with that said, they want to provide the payment system that was most conducive for, you know, Starbucks customers, and that was our ePort solution, which allows the consumer to, you know, make a Starbucks purchase with, you know, the swipe or a tap of their credit or debit card.
Okay. And these accept any of the 13, 5, 6 megahertz payment cards, debit or credit cards?
Yes, they do. I mean, our units all that are put in within the Starbucks machine all accept all the contactless payments, whether it be, you know, Visa, MasterCard, you know, Discover, or Amex.
Okay, great. Now, this is what you guys do. You guys put the credit card readers, be it swipe or contactless, onto kind of these unattended devices. Can you tell me where you see how business has been for you guys and where you see the market going?
Yeah, no, business is good because, again, our solution really fits into one of the fastest emerging areas in card acceptance, and that's the small ticket unattended market, whether it be a Starbucks machine, whether it be a Coke vending machine, whether it be at a a parking facility, at a laundromat. Really what we're looking at is where there is existing cash payments that we're converting over to cashless payment options.
Okay, great. And you guys have done some other interesting projects out there. You were involved with a near-field communication trial out at Gonzaga?
Yes, we have. And that's been going on for probably the last 12 to 18 months.
And can you give me a little bit more detail about kind of how what you guys are doing with that project and what it's all about?
Yeah, with the emergence of contactless payments, which right now is predominated by, you know, contactless credit and debit cards, the next evolution with that will be with NFC-enabled phones. And in our work with U.S. Bank at Gonzaga University and throughout the Spokane market in Washington, U.S. Bank enabled numerous customers of theirs with NFC-enabled phones that allowed them to, you know, make a vending purchase or other purchases at a contactless point-of-sale device with their, again, U.S. Bank NFC phone. So it was just showing, you know, the next evolution of contactless payments, you know, when they get to NFC phones. So, again, it's been very successful, and it shows that, you know, when NFC phones become prevalent, that we already have the payment device in place that will allow consumers to make a purchase with an NFC-enabled phone.
Are you guys seeing much activity on the NFC front, or is that still pretty new and pretty just pilot stage programs?
We are just involved in pilot stage programs, but you know the good part of it is that the tests have all been very successful. So when it is rolled out on a broader basis, I think the success will be tremendous.
Where else are you guys seeing need for your devices? Is there anything else, any other projects you guys have out there that are particularly interesting?
Well, we have partnered with two companies in different aspects of again, that microtransaction small ticket market. One of them is with a company called Merit Industries, which is the global leader in bar top amusement games. You'll see their games in bars and restaurants across the country, which had in the past been, again, predominated by cash payment systems. They have now incorporated card acceptance into their machine, so you can, again, take out your credit or debit card and use it at a Merit bar top amusement game.
Are those the touchscreen games?
They are. Oh. It's exactly what they are. Okay. Some of the brand names they have are called the Aurora games, and I'm sure we've all used them once or twice, but it had been limited in the past to using it with just cash payment systems.
No, my fiance loves the Box Glide game on those, so I know them well.
Yeah.
Besides that, what else have you guys been working on?
One of the projects that I particularly, like and have been involved with is with a company called AirServe Industries, based up in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. They're the company that provides the air and vacuum services in most of the national convenience stores that you and I probably, visit every day, the 7-Elevens of the world and such. And again, like other, self-serve retail applications have been, you can only pay with cash. Now they've actually incorporated our ePort platform with contactless payments into their devices where a consumer, when they need either vacuum or air services at their local, gas and convenience store, can do that with the, with the swipe or tap of their credit or debit card. But what's also nice about this is not only do we do the, the cashless payments for them, we actually also kind of broach over into the M2M world. Where since we have connectivity with our device and that host piece of equipment, we can also extract for them sales data remotely as well as operational data to know if, there's any operational issues with the machine so they can go out and fix it and minimize downtime, as well as, again, just remotely tracking the sales so they have all their units connected centrally through their home office.
Great. So it's not, we hear a lot about contactless payments and about, I think MasterCard announced last week that, 500 million PayPass devices have been out there. And I know a lot of the focus has been on contactless payments at the point of sales.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are bringing it to the smaller scale to where it brings it a little bit more reachable to where people can use it in more of everyday life.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, in our work in the traditional vending space and working with, the Cokes of the world, the Pepsis, the Dr. Peppers, and all the major vending companies that we may be familiar with, the Compass Group and Aramark, we have close to 50,000 of our devices on vending machines all across the U.S. So you'll see them, whether you're out at the mall, whether you're at on a college campus, in your workplace, in a hospital. So yeah, it is becoming very prevalent in everyday life where you can take out your credit or debit card and use it multiple times a day in a vending machine.
Great.
With the growth of this whole small ticket unattended applications, we're just a solution provider that can help really enable that, and that's why we've been kind of partnering with companies like Visa and MasterCard to really enable contact acceptance at everyday. Points of consumer usage, whether it be a vending machine, at a kiosk, because, to your point, again, that have been predominated by, cash payments, and the consumers really changed their payment preference, where they want to use not only the credit card, but what's really driving it is the usage of their debit check cards. So we're just providing the solution that makes implementation very easy and scalable.
Great. Mike, what other future trends do you see coming up?
Well, one of the new partnerships that we've engaged with that hasn't yet been announced is with First Data. And not only, we've talked about, accepting contactless credit and debit cards, but one of the fastest growing emerging trends in electronic payments is with prepaid cards. And one of the new projects that we're working on with First Data is a new prepaid mobile tag, which it is a tag that you can adhere to your mobile phone, so it's actually on the outside of the phone, which acts as a prepaid card, but in a mobile application, to where you can just wave your phone with your prepaid GoTag in front of it and make a purchase. So again, it's really tapping into two overarching trends here. One is, as we've all seen, the growth in prepaid cards has been tremendous, and now they're taking it to the next level where it is now in a mobile or a contactless application.
Would you fuel up the prepaid tag by, do you link it to your credit or debit account, or do you go to a retailer to load up the value?
Right now it's primarily through a web-based reload application where you would link it to your credit or debit card.
Okay, great.
So, and we're working on very, different applications. Some are unique to certain brands. Some are more ubiquitous where you can use them, across any type of retail application. But, again, it's just, it's really combining the two trends of prepaid and mobile and providing in one solution where you can, with this mobile tag, make a purchase with your prepaid account.
Great. Well, Mike, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. Thanks, everybody out there, for tuning in to this edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
Wonderful. I appreciate the time.